Chapter 29. Dear Boy. Olduvai Gorge, Tanzania, East Africa, July 17, 1959. Louis Leakey was in bed in camp with a slight fever when his wife, Mary, left to re-examine a location where they had found stone tools 8 years earlier. At the site, Mary brushed away fine soil from two large teeth that were set in what appeared to be a human jaw. Her heart stopped. Leaping into her Land Rover, she raced back to camp. "I've got him!" she cried. Fever forgotten in all the excitement, Louis and Mary examined the teeth together. But what form of hominin, a species related to or an ancestor of humans, lay in the soil? When all the pieces were recovered, Mary assembled the skull of a robust-looking ape human. They named the find Zingentropus boisei, Southern Ape Human of Boise, after a Mr. Boise who had sponsored the research. Zingentropus boisei was a strongly built hominin, the first discovered outside South Africa. The Leakeys called him Dear Boy. The modern search for human origins had begun many years earlier. In 1924, South African anatomist Raymond Dart, 1893 to 1988, identified a tiny hominin skull found in a lime quarry at Tong in South Africa's Cape Province. The teeth looked quite modern. The face jutted forward and the head was somewhat rounded, a mix of modern and ancient features. Dart called it Australopithecus africanus, southern ape from Africa. He proclaimed that Australopithecus was the link between living apes and humans. But Dart was prone to jumping to conclusions. As we heard in Chapter 8, the scientists of the day had rejected Dutchman Eugene Dubois' find of Pithecanthropus erectus from Java in 1889 as a potential missing link. Mesmerized by the Neanderthals, they were also obsessed by the forged Piltdown skull, with its large brain and small teeth, found in England in 1912. Dart was laughed to scorn. He joined Dubois on the list of discredited fossil hunters. Even by the mid-20th century, we still did not know much about early human evolution. More Neanderthals had come to light in Europe and now in the Middle East. The Homo erectus fossils at Joko Dian in China had proved Dubois correct. See Chapter 8. The Australopithecus finds from South Africa were now accepted as possible human ancestors. Otherwise, the African slate was virtually blank. Then Louis and Mary Leakey came along and changed everything. Born to Church of England missionaries in Kenya, Louis Seymour Bazett Leakey, 1903-72, became one of the most remarkable archaeologists of the 20th century. Brash, driven, and opinionated, Leakey studied archaeology at Cambridge University, where he caused controversy by wearing shorts on a tennis court. Leakey had always wanted to dig in Africa, where he was convinced that human origins lay. After graduating in 1926, he organized a shoestring expedition to Kenya and excavated Gamble's Cave in the Great Rift Valley. He found stratified layers of human occupation dating back at least 20,000 years. The earliest visitors were probably contemporaries of Neanderthal cultures in Europe. The later levels yielded finely made spear points, knives, and other tools. These much more sophisticated people were the African equivalents of the Upper Paleolithic folk found in French caves. See Chapter 10. The stone tools showed conclusively that prehistoric African societies were very different from those of Europe. There were also hints of much earlier Africans from crude artifacts found at other sites. Louis Leakey became convinced that East Africa was where humans originated. In 1931, Leakey accompanied German paleontologist Hans Reck to Olduvai Gorge. Some 40 kilometers long, Olduvai is a jagged slash in the Serengeti Plains of northern Tanzania, where violent earth movements expose deep, stratified layers of ancient lake beds. Reck was looking for fossil animals. Meanwhile, Leakey was convinced that there would be evidence of early human settlement in the gorge. Reck bet Leakey £10 that he would not find stone tools at Olduvai. Leakey collected on the bet on the very first day. Leakey was a fluent Kikuyu speaker from boyhood. He was therefore a natural candidate for a year-long anthropological study of the tribe, which began in 1936. That same year, he married his second wife, Mary. London-born Mary Leakey, 1913-96, was the opposite of Lewis. Quiet, modest, and methodical, she was a superb technical artist, a meticulous excavator, and an expert on stone tool technology. She kept many of her husband's more harebrained schemes in check and completed many of his excavations. Neither of them let the Second World War stand in their way. In 1943, they excavated a series of sites at Olorgesailie in the Rift Valley near Nairobi, where ancient hunters had butchered big game. These sites date to about 300,000 years ago. Olorgesailie is a fascinating place to visit. You can see dozens of large stone butchery tools lying just where their users dropped them hundreds of thousands of years ago. The Leakeys also found dense concentrations of stone tools and fragmentary animal bones, as well as places where the hunters had camped, eaten, and slept. No more than a few meters across, these sites are priceless archives of ancient human behavior. With careful excavation, you can find everything from tiny tools to mouse bones or even snake fangs. After the war, and operating on a virtually non-existent budget, the pair worked at Olduvai, excavating thousands of stone tools from stratified lake beds. In 1951, the Leakeys published a report on the long stone tool sequence at the gorge, starting with crude chopping tools that were little more than simple flaked lava cobbles. Once the stone tool sequence provided a framework, the couple switched their focus from stone tools to the fine clays and sands exposed in the gorge. As you look up at what were once lake beds, it's hard to imagine that animals large and small drank from their shallow waters. This time, the Leakeys searched for lakeside camps where people had butchered their prey with crude stone choppers and sharp-edged flakes of stone. Except for a few fragmentary teeth, there were no traces of hominin fossils. Then, in July 1959, Mary Leakey found Zingiantherpus boisei, or Deer Boy. Deer Boy made the Leakeys international celebrities. The National Geographic Society funded the complete excavation of the Zingiantherpus site. Mary excavated the scatter of bone fragments and stone debris with meticulous care. She recorded every artifact and bone where it lay before lifting it. For the first time, archaeologists could reconstruct very early human life. I once visited Mary's excavation. She crouched under an umbrella, her Dalmatian dogs lying nearby. With brush and dental pick, she gently eased lake sand away from a small antelope bone. Her patience was remarkable. Mary's slow-moving excavation methods are now common practice for excavating sites this old. How old was Zingiantherpus boisei? Lewis had dated the fossil by guesswork to about 600,000 years. When two geophysicists from the University of California, Berkeley, used the new potassium-argon method to date it to 1.75 million years, see Chapter 27, the Leakeys and the international scientific community were stunned. From one day to the next, human origins had nearly trebled in age. The search for human ancestors now widened. Large-scale excavations at other Olduvai locations yielded more hominins. Skull fragments and an almost complete foot from a slightly earlier site belonged to a slender, more slightly built hominin, quite different from the Zingiantherpus. South African biological anthropologist Philip Tobias studied the remains and identified Homo habilis, handy person. With characteristic boldness, Lewis Leakey called habilis the earliest toolmaker of all, dated to 2 million years before the present day. Mary Leakey undertook the massive task of writing up the early sites. Her report was a detailed study of a simple technology of stone choppers and flakes. She named this technology Olduwan, after the gorge. Meanwhile, Lewis traveled widely, lecturing and forever proposing new theories of human origins. He also encouraged young researchers to investigate the behavior of living primates such as chimpanzees, orangutans, and gorillas. Such studies might provide insights into early human behavior. Lewis was an important mentor for Britain's Jane Goodall, who became a world authority on chimpanzees, and American Diane Fossey, who specialized in gorillas. Lewis died in 1972. In 1977, Mary opened excavations at another promising location at Laetoli in Tanzania. She amazed her colleagues by uncovering in hardened volcanic ash two trails of hominin footprints that were made 3.59 million years ago. The Laetoli footprints came from the bed of a seasonal river. Thin layers of fine volcanic ash had formed a pathway for animals traveling to nearby waterholes. The hardened volcanic ash also preserved the footprints of elephants, rhinoceroses, giraffes, a saber-toothed tiger, and many antelope species. The two trails of hominin footprints, about 24 centimeters apart, were probably made at different times. The distinctive heel and toe prints were left by two individuals under 1.5 meters tall. Mary described their gait as rolling and slow-moving. Their hips swiveled as they walked, unlike the free-striding gait of modern people. Most likely, the footprints were made by individuals like Lucy, the diminutive Australopithecus afarensis, found in Ethiopia by Dan Johansson in 1973, one of many such finds. The Laetoli hominins walked upright, bipedally, on 2 feet. Since coming down from the trees was a distinctive human characteristic, bipedalism was key to successful hunting and foraging in open country. For years, those scientists who studied human origins, working with few fossils, tended to think of early human evolution as linear, proceeding in a straight line. But by the 1970s, it was clear that there was a far greater diversity of hominins in East Africa and perhaps elsewhere, and that most of them were still unknown. This diversity became clear as more researchers began work in East Africa, among them Dan Johansson and the Leakey son, Richard. Paleoanthropology, the study of human fossils, itself now relied on field teams of different specialists as interested in the local environment and human behavior as they were in fossils. The Leakeys tended to work alone. They did their own geology and only little by little began to call on experts in other fields, such as botany, dating, and zoology. But this limited use of specialist colleagues changed the research. New chronologies based on molecular biology showed that chimpanzees, our closest living relatives, and humans split from one another some 7 to 8 million years ago. The search for human origins now included fossils far earlier than Homo habilis and Zingiranthropus boisei. Richard Leakey investigated fossil-bearing beds on the east side of remote Lake Turkana in northern Kenya. His team found a range of well-preserved Australopithecus fossils and the remains of a human ancestor that displayed a mixture of both primitive and more advanced features. Now that there are more fossils to study, Homo habilis is today called early Homo, our earliest direct ancestor. During the 1990s, another American paleoanthropologist, Tim White, found at least 17 small hominins at Aramis in the arid Awash region of Ethiopia. They come from the Ardipithecus ramidus, a hominin who probably lived between 4.5 million and 4.3 million years ago. Ardi seems closer to chimpanzees than to humans and may have lived in more wooded environments than did his successors. This little-known creature, which stood on 2 feet, was close to the first hominins to diverge from African apes. Its bones have been found in layers at Aramis, underlying later Australopithecines. By the standards of Ardipithecus, Dan Johansson's Lucy, at 3 million years old, is much younger. Today, we know that a great array of hominins flourished in eastern Africa between 7 million and 2 million years ago. Many of them are still unknown, but it appears that Australopithecines were among the most common, and among them were hominins with more rounded heads, as well as other distinctive features in the hips and limbs that justify them being called early Homo, our earliest ancestors. Quite when they appeared remains a mystery, but they apparently made stone tools and may have evolved around 3 million years ago. Like other archaeologists of the earlier 20th century, the Leakeys spent much of their careers working alone and with minimal funds. Their discoveries helped put the study of human origins on a modern footing. Today, with many more fossils to work with, we think of human evolution as a tree with numerous branches, most of which led to dead ends. A few, however, led to early Homo, Homo erectus, and ultimately to modern humans.